Dubai Eye
103.8. Let's turn our attention to an important health concern, especially for women. There's a new study that found that nearly 60 people die from cervical cancer in the UAE last year. More than 100 new cases are reported in the very same year. Doctors say there's only one way to prevent deaths from cervical cancer, and that is early screening. We're joined now on the line by Dr. Raja Lakshmi Srinivasan, an obstetrician and gynaecologist at the Zuleika Hospital. Dr. Srinivasan, thank you so much indeed for joining us live on the line. Let's start with what are some of the most severe cases of cervical cancer that you found here in the region?
Good morning, everybody. Hi, I'm Dr. Raja Lakshmi Srinivasan of Zuleika Hospital, Dubai. What are the most severe causes of cervical cancer? Well, the most common cause is the human papilloma virus. It is a virus which infects the cervical cell and is responsible for 99% of cervical cancer happening. It causes certain changes in the cells of the cervix, which cervix is the mouth of the uterus. And it causes changes in the cell, and these cells become abnormal and start growing rapidly and form abnormal growths, which are called cancer.
In terms of treatment, talk to us about the treatment plan that you would put into place for a case of cervical cancer.
Before treatment, I would say this condition is such an easily detectable, and it can be screened and caught at an early stage. We don't want to catch cervical cancer. That should be our target. We don't want anyone to go to cervical cancer. We want to be able to catch them at a very early stage. And we want to be able to reverse those changes. That is the most important thing. There are this cancer, in fact, is such a wonderful thing that we know that 99% is caused by human papillomavirus. We know that there is a vaccination to prevent it. And we know that there are easy screening tests in place where we can catch them. And if the person follows, if women follow the screening protocol properly, there is very less chance that they will develop cervical cancer. Having said that, if they do end up having cervical cancer, then depending upon the stage at which they are caught, which they present rather, if it is in a very, very early stage, we call that as a stage zero, then possibly we would do a colposcopy and see how it is growing, see for the progression of this condition. If it's a little bit more than that, stage one, we do a conization. That means just focally remove that area. And further on, stage two, three, four, which have further subsects into them, either radiotherapy, chemotherapy, surgery, depending upon the different conditions that they are there. How much it has progressed.
Doc, we constantly hear about the importance of screening and part of the fight for prevention. Why are women here hesitant to get screened for cervical cancer?
I would not say that they are hesitant. I would say that they are not aware that what is the cervical cancer and what is the screening. Screening is a test that is done to catch any changes which are taking place, and these changes take place much, much earlier. It takes about 10 to 20 years before it actually progresses into cancer cervix. So screening is a process in which you catch them. It's the fear that is there, if I go and test and I find myself having CS cervix. Possibly that fear that is there, the other point that they are not aware of what are the screening protocols and how it is done. They're not aware of how simple it is. They're not aware of the fact that it is not painful at all. And these are possibly the reasons why women are not coming forward.
You are hoping, you and the team at Zuleika are hoping to change that perception.
Zuleika
doing free screenings, is that right?
Absolutely, yes. We have been doing, this is our sixth year on roll for the cancer cervical cancer awareness campaign. We are causing it, we call it chance to change. So we're hoping, last year, in fact, we screened around 1,756 women free. And this year, we are hoping to go much higher than that. Year on year, we've been increasing our numbers. And we are hoping through talks like this, through media, through our campaigns to different areas, to reach out to more women in UAE so that they come forward to screen and they are rest assured that everything is all right. They know what are the different protocols and how frequent they should come for these tests.
Talk to me about the, if you can, about the support network. I mean, obviously this is a very serious part, juncture of anybody's life if you are unfortunate enough to get cervical cancer. How can family and friends of patients offer support to the patient?
Of course, that's a very important thing. You know, none of us want to have cancer of any form. And yes, our families and friends are very important support groups. In UAE, we are very fortunate. We have a lot of support groups. We have a Union for the International Cancer Control, you know, which is a non-governmental organization that helps the global health community fight against cancer. Then there's this Friends of Cancer Patients, which, you know, love to take this initiative forward with the UAE's vision for early detection and prevention of all diseases, especially cancer. And there are many different forums in our own hospitals. We have little groups which help our patients. We have our Zulekha Knights, who are our previous cancer survivors, who are so wonderful, who have lovely stories to tell, who are living examples of how this disease can be fought, and you can live a wonderful life with them.
And do you, as a hospital, do you as an organization also set up partnerships with other organizations to support the cause?
Yes, definitely. We have, like I said, the Union for International Cancer Control, yep. Our Friends of Cancer Patients. They have been with us from a long time. They have supported us in our cause and advocate these noble causes all along.
Dr. Rajalakshmi Srinivasan, thank you so much indeed for your time, and thank you for shining a light yet again on cervical cancer here in the regions. We hope that the message gets across to more and more year on year. Thanks to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.